I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus, and with one of the newest members of the staff at Wright State University School of Fine and Performing Arts, Brian Seckford.
I am the instructor of scenic design and technology, and then I'm also the coordinator for the theater studies majors, so I do a little bit of both.
How long have you been at Wright State?
This is my start of my fifth week, so really new.
What does the job entail, the design tech part of it?
Usually it's like the front of stage people and then the behind the scenes. We are the behind the scenes, and we do a little bit of both. So it's both actually people behind the scenes making everything move and shift and happen. So all the magic that happens on stage, we're responsible for that. But it's also the planning aspect that goes into that. So it's a lot of the meetings that happen and people that are never in the theater at the same time that the audience is that goes through all of that planning process. And that's everything from understanding how the scenery is all shifting around and moving, or what the design and the feel is, how the lights are all working together, and talking about the cross-collaboration that happens in that.
So with each production at Wright State, you're in charge of everything technical, lighting, sound, set design.
I am fortunate enough, I have wonderful colleagues to work with. So I am only focused on the scenic design, scenic painting aspects. And then I have wonderful colleagues that do the lighting, the costume construction and design. And then I also have people that do all the props and lead the students in building the sets. So I get to take a little bit more of an administrative process of like, hey, we're going to paint this over here today, or we're going to get this set up, or this is what the kind of final product will look like. And then everyone else helps together to make all this happen.
So how did you get into this in the first place?
Oh my gosh, the funniest story. I was in college and I was already in theater actually as a performer, which a lot of technicians, a lot of designers kind of start from a performance background, either as kids or whatever. But I was in college getting a degree in acting and I was poor. I decided to take a job in the scene shop building. So I actually started as a carpenter and learning the process for that. And then I got really into it, and I had a friend that designed a show, and she was like, it's really difficult. And I said, I bet I could do it. And so I kind of tripped and fell into it a little bit, and then all of a sudden found out that it was just something I was so passionate about and really loved and enjoyed doing. And then was fortunate enough to proceed from my undergrad straight into grad school to really just double down on scenic design as an art form.
And then how did you land the Wright State gig?
I found the job online. Everything lined up with what I was really aiming for. I've been really looking for a program like Wright State's to be a part of. And it was just like the perfect situation. I was at the time where I was ready to move, and the position opened up. And after spending 10 minutes on campus and talking to who are now my coworkers, it just felt like the right move for me. And I was really excited about it.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from St. Louis, and then I've moved around a lot, though, which is a good question. I did my undergrad at Florida Southern College in Lakeland, Florida, halfway between Tampa and Orlando, if you're familiar with the area. And then I got my master's degree at Kent State University in Northeast Ohio. And then I did 2 years at Iowa State, so I have moved a lot.
What's your favorite thing about designing a show or designing the look of a show?
One of my favorite parts is the conversations that I get to have. So while I am the one maybe physically doing the sketching or planning everything out, it's all collaborative between me and the director, me and the other designers. And so I really love when I get in a room with somebody and I'm just able to like have this full-blown conversation about design or about a show even. Sometimes we're not talking about, oh, there's going to be a wall here or a chair here or this going on here. We're just talking about the art form, things that we want it to explore, things that we're excited about that the show is talking about. And I love those conversations that I get to have with the directors and with the other designers and possibilities to collaborate and expand beyond. So sometimes I'll get in a conversation with my lighting designer and I'll be like, well, can we do something like this? And they said, no, but I can do this. Isn't that cool? And I'm like, yeah, let's make that happen. Let's make that happen. So it's really awesome to get a chance to just truly collaborate in a way that gets everybody excited about the art that they're producing and creates a show that's really cohesive and amazing to watch.
What are you looking forward to the most in the immediate future at Wright State with your job?
Yes. So there's so many things. A, the students are phenomenal. In 4 short weeks, I already feel like I have created this wonderful friendship with the students. And I'm really big about making sure that their art is heard and seen in such a positive light. So I'm really excited about the futures of the advising and collaboration that I'm already having with the students. I personally am very excited to be designing Much Ado About Nothing in the spring. And so I'm super excited to get that going. And I also have students that are assisting me on that design. So they're going to learn the process and then get pieces as well to have their own mark on that show.
Brian Seckford, the instructor of scenic design and technology at the Wright State University School of Fine and Performing Arts. Get more details about what's coming up in the Wright State theater season by visiting wright.edu/theater. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.